This segment brought to you by MyPillow. Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798. Promo code WMCA. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
The Congress passing off speech that is fraudulent. Google protecting fraudulent speech, lying speech, dishonest speech. Boy, do we have a lot to unpack in the next hour. I'm Kevin McCullough. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Every single member of this institution, Democratic and Republican, should join us in condemning the president's racist tweets.
Can I ask the words be taken down?
That was Mr. Collins from Georgia asking for Nancy Pelosi's words to be taken down, evidently violating some rule, Tom Daschle rule, something that's kind of fairly obscure. But, you know, you don't have a lot of this that normally happens in Congress. Some of those rules are a little bit obscure. Someone who spent some time there and knows a little bit about those was a proud congressional representative. He was a member of the Tea Party and a part of that grand revolution that helped the people of this nation begin to say, hey, wait a second, we deserve to be listened to. We deserve to have a country that's not totally beholding to Washington, D.C., and is now a senior fellow with the Media Research Institute and doing a great job. In fact, he's just declared his candidacy for the chairman of the Republican Party in the state of Texas. In his last book, Hold Texas, Hold the Nation, Victory or Death, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. Good to have you.
Good to be with you, Kevin. Thank you so much.
Let's talk a little bit about what kind of a circus sideshow this condemning the president's tweets that claim to be racist, that have zero racial content implied. How are the people in middle America to understand, if you don't live in the Beltway and you don't live in the media center of New York where I'm at, how are people supposed to decipher what is being said by the people that are representing us in Washington right now?
Well, the bottom line is this, and I wrote about it yesterday on my website, The Old School Patriot. The word racism is dead. It has no meaning. What racism is today is just a political tool. It's a hammer that you use to try to shut down any opposing speech or voice whatsoever. So last week we started out with Nancy Pelosi referring to President Trump as a racist because he wanted to have the citizenship question in the census. Now, as a proud black man and a conservative, I also want to have the citizenship question in the census, which existed before the Obama administration. Does that make me a racist? And then you have these same four young ladies, these Congress members who are part of the suicide squad, I will call them, to refer to Nancy Pelosi as a racist because she called them out for their tweets that were attacking, you know, members within the Democrat caucus. So, you know, racist is just a word that the left, the progressive socialists, are throwing around to try to get attention, try to play the victim, and try to get, to, you know, any political opposing speech to shut down.
Let's talk about opposing speech as it relates to race in America right now, Colonel. You've got perhaps the best economic and financial boon for not just African Americans, but also Latinos, Asian Americans. You look at almost every category: women, young workers under the age of 25, and in particular, wages going up, particularly for those in the lowest to middle income brackets. Actually, wages have grown faster in that segment than in our recent and for the majority of our history. Race in context of that, how are we supposed to make sense in heads or tail of what these people are saying in front of cameras versus what the impact is in the real day-to-day life?
Well, the thing is, they don't want to talk about those policies. What they want to do is they want to attack an individual's persona or their character, because what they have to do is stoke these fears of racism when, like you said, I mean, so many people in the United States of America are, you know, seeing an incredible boost in their way of life and their standard of living. But you know what's funny, Kevin, is that with all that they're saying, why aren't they talking about really the things that are happening in our country or with our border? They're not talking about the fact that they have these Antifa members that are, you know, firebombing ICE offices. They're not talking about, you know, the Border Patrol and what they're having to contend with all of these diseases that are coming to the United States of America. And if you try to take the side of ICE, or if you try to take the side of the Border Patrol, once again, you're racist, because you're going against their ideological agenda. So, and aided by a very complicit liberal progressive media, that message does not get out.
Well, and it's interesting that you brought up the Border Patrol issue, because I just read a statistic this week, and something like 54% of Border Patrol employees and a good percentage of the ICE employees happen to be Latino in heritage, yeah, and ethnicity. In fact, there's a poll out today, I'll get to this later in the show, that indicates that Mexico themselves, in an overwhelming majority of their population, want to see Central American migrants deported back to the country of origin from where they're coming into their country, and they're saying, wait a minute, this is adversely impacting our economy. Is Mexico more racist than America now? Are these Border Patrol agents part of the great Mexican racist movement that is now giving birth to whatever these four congressional representatives happen to be seeing in their crystal balls? I can't follow it.
Well, based upon their definition of racism, they would be. Anyone that does not believe in open borders, abolishing ICE, and welcoming, you know, illegal immigrants into the country and giving them free benefits. Look, when you look at the immigration laws of Mexico, you cannot go into Mexico without a job. You cannot go there and all of a sudden just up and think you can buy some property. Last month, I went on a scuba diving trip with veterans who have spinal cord injuries down in the Cayman Islands. I had to fill out a form saying exactly where I was going and exactly how long I was going to be there, the address and the phone number of the resort I was staying in at Cayman Brac. Are the people on the Caymans racist because they looked at me and said, you just don't get to stay here in the Cayman Islands? So again, the word has no meaning. What we are facing is a group of individuals that do not believe, Kevin, that we have a national sovereignty. We're facing individuals that do not believe in our rule of law, that we're a constitutional republic, even though they're elected officials and they took an oath to the Constitution. So I am starting to question, you know, there's treason involved here. Nancy Pelosi telling criminal illegal immigrants to defy deportation orders. There is sedition here. When you have the leftists that are stoking these flames with Antifa and other of these bases of their far left and having them attacking U.S. ICE facilities in our country. So there's a really big conversation that we need to have. And that's why they're losing middle America. They can have California and New York, but that's why they're losing the rest of America.
Well, and that goes into something that I predicted about 18 months ago, and that is I believe the blue states are going to get a lot darker blue before 2020. But I also think that those pink or, you know, slightly purple or whatever you want to call them, those Rust Belt states, I really believe, Colonel, and we're speaking with Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, I really believe that a lot of those Democratic voters are church-going, law-abiding people in those Rust Belt states that happen to want some government backstops to things, you know, in case their union jobs fell through because of international trade agreements and other things. I think a lot of those people are church-going, honorable people that, you know, pay their taxes and they're not about post-birth abortion. They're not about the transgender agenda. They're not about all the things that these four, and particularly Ilhan Omar, Colonel, and you're retired military. This really rubs me wrong when she can't even condemn Al-Qaeda yesterday. Respond to that real quick. We just a few seconds left.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's absolutely disgusting. And the fact that she condemned our soldiers that were there in Mogadishu, and also she has said 9/11 was about some people that did something. But yet, if you say something about her, then all of a sudden you're a racist.
Yeah, well, Lieutenant Colonel, I'm thankful for your clear-headed thoughts and reactions and insight on all of this. His new book will be out soon, but give me the name of the website one more time. I love the name of your website.
Website is called theoldschoolpatriot.com, and the second book is Hold Texas, Hold the Nation, Victory or Death.
Oldschoolpatriot.com. Love it, Colonel. Talk to you again soon. Kevin McCullough Radio, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I don't know. Is the summer heat taking stuff out of you? Do you feel like you're a little run down? Do you feel like you don't have the stamina? I had to drive back very late not long ago from Washington, D.C., and I was worried that I wasn't going to be awake enough. But you know what? I had all the energy I needed. And if you're feeling run down and you don't have energy like you used to, you might not be getting the whole food nutrition that gives you the energy that you need. And a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules that has 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables is going to give you that energy. Once you start taking it, you feel like you've got a lot more energy, in fact. When you call, you're going to get 25% off plus free shipping on your preferred first order. Plus, you're going to get a set of convenient travel bottles that will contain a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. How cool is that? Call right now, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com. But whether you call or whether you go online, use the discount code, The Mission.
Oh, wow!
It can't be.
Oh, yes, yes, yes!
Oh, where have you been? If you snore, the first time you use Mute can be quite an experience.
I can breathe! I can breathe!
Snoring can happen when your nose is blocked, forcing you to breathe through your mouth. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. Thanks to Mute, you get all the air you need through your nose and not your mouth, which means less snoring and more chance of sleep.
Oh, that's the best night I've had in years.
In trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute. Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. To find your local store or for more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
Come and be part of an extraordinary adventure to Israel. The Stand With Israel tour with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher is happening December the 2nd through the 11th of 2019. Join AM 570 The Mission, WMCA, for a 10-day expedition to the Holy Land that will change your life. You'll get timely insights into Israel's fascinating past, dynamic present, and promising future. Experience the Western Wall, modern Tel Aviv, the Dead Sea, and so much more. All in the comfort and safety of first-class accommodations. December 2nd through the 11th, 2019. Register today. Visit am570themission.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ever look at your paycheck and think, there's got to be a better way? Well, here's some news. There is, and I can show it to you. I'm Paula Sagan, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My brother and I have taught thousands of people how to start making money in real estate. Now, it's your turn. This week, we're conducting a free 2-hour educational workshop right here in New York and New Jersey, where you'll hear about my proven flipping systems that help you start flipping homes for profit in your spare time time using other people's money and how to get started flipping the script by putting money in your pocket with income opportunities. Real estate is a powerful tool that has made millions of people wealthy, but you can't start making your first dollar until you take your first step. Come to my free workshop and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. It can mean a lifetime of financial security.
To get two free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet, for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge many of us don't think about. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to see one veteran with special needs one time per year. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so glad to have you with us. Yesterday, we began a series of discussions about what is taking place in Washington, D.C. this week. It is called the Ministerial, and it is an event put on by the State Department in which more than 1,000 people from literally hundreds of organizations around the world are coming together to discuss the plight of persecuted Christians. Yesterday, we brought you the discussion that I had behind the scenes with one of the primary people that have responsibility in this area in the country of Syria, Pastor Harut Selumin, who was with me for the duration of yesterday's show. Today, I'm honored to have one of the real kind of spearheading forces of this ministerial. In fact, with Christian Solidarity International, I would say that the Anglican Church and the different expressions that it expresses across the globe are very much tied into what is happening. And so the Bishop, Michael Nazir Ali, was with me. And we had a very direct discussion about what is going on. And I wanted you to hear that. Here's how it started.
So Kevin McCullough again here in Washington, D.C., and we are awaiting a start of an off-the-record, very intimate night where leaders from across the world that are dealing with the issue of persecution and faith and what that means will come together and have some discussion. But I am privileged to have some on-the-record conversation with a few of the attendees, and with me now is the Reverend Dr. Michael Nazir Ali. Fortunately, Bishop, your name is much easier to pronounce than my last guess, so thank you for making it easy for me. You're the president of a place called the Oxford Center. I want to get into that in just a minute. But give us a little bit, for people that don't know anything about your story or your background, tell us where you came from and kind of what your life of ministry has encompassed in kind of a nutshell version.
Yes, thank you. Well, thank you for having me on your program. I come originally from Pakistan, where I served the church as a priest and then as a bishop for many years. I got into some difficulty with the then government and their agenda for Islamicizing the country.
And this is Pakistan we're talking
yes.
about. And what year would that have been?
That was in the 80s.
Okay.
And so I was asked by the man who was then the Archbishop of Canterbury to come to Britain to assist him in a number of things he needed to do and also to let the temperature cool down. So I then became the Bishop of Rochester, which is...
So can I interrupt you there?
Yeah,
what
sure.
type of things were you doing that were creating these troubles?
Yeah, well, there were three things. They were trying to restrict the role of women in society, for example, reducing educational opportunities and professional opportunities for women. So we were cooperating with mainly Muslim women, as it happens, to prevent that happening. And the government didn't...
That didn't sit well.
No, they didn't like it very
yeah.
much. The second thing was that they were bringing in Sharia-based laws, and they asked us, they asked the churches for our opinion of what they were doing. And I was quite young then, of course, and the other more senior leaders said, well, you tell the government what we think, which I did, and I said that any punishment that does not leave room for reform and rehabilitation of the criminal would not be acceptable to us as a church. Well, that didn't go down too well either. And I was working with very poor people who work as bonded labor in the brick kilns, making bricks. And they are in a kind of situation of slavery, and we were trying to find ways of getting them out of that. And so the brick kiln owners, some of them anyway, and an Islamist organization got together to...
they formed a PAC.
Yeah.
Well, so obviously you were politically incorrect, and...
Well, I have been for many years.
Yeah. And you found yourself having to leave, and that was when you became Bishop of Rochester.
Eventually, yes.
Yeah. What was your focus from kind of that point forward in terms of... Because your eyes had to be pretty open to what religious persecution looked like at that point.
Well, one of the remarkable things has been that as Bishop of Rochester, I never expected these things to happen in Britain, but I found that because of the things I was doing and saying, that I was also, I mean, my life was threatened by Islamists in Britain. To the point where the security services had to put me under special protection for a while. And then I discovered that Christians were beginning to experience discrimination and also persecution, losing their jobs, losing their professional status and so on because of politically incorrect views, for example, about marriage or about sexuality or about abortion. So for very different reasons, I found myself being politically incorrect a second time round. But that's, I suppose, what following Christ does.
Well, and that's something that the Episcopal Church in America wrestled with. In fact, we've seen a number of Episcopal laity seek Anglican oversight from other continents, simply to remain biblical in their viewpoint, which is something that I, not being Anglican, I strongly support the biblical text and kind of the biblical idea. So you went from Rochester to where then?
Well, I began to sense that leaders in some of the churches where there is persecution, including Pakistan, Iran, Egypt, the Gulf, Nigeria, Sudan, they were saying what we need is to develop our leaders, the next generation, because very often it's the leaders who suffer first, as of course I know from my own biography. So having prayed about it and thought about it a great deal, I thought this is what I should do.
And was this across multi-denominational kind of view that you were looking, or was it just the Anglican picture that
you were... many of the people were Anglican, to be honest, but not all.
Okay.
And certainly...
So you sensed a larger church problem, universal, that Christians in those areas were coming under.
Yes. When we come back, more of my exclusive discussion with Bishop Michael Nazir Ali of the Anglican Church as he's participating in the ministerial conference being put on by the State Department and the discussion of persecution of Christians. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I don't know about you. Maybe you're struggling with some lower back pain, neck pain, upper back pain. Maybe you've been diagnosed with sciatica, or maybe you suffer from herniated discs or spinal stenosis. Whatever any of those issues are that has debilitated you, maybe in some cases even prevented you from walking as long or as far as you used to due to the amounts of pain, well, here's what I would suggest doing, and I've suggested it to many of my friends personally. Talk to Dr. Melinda Keller. because as the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she specializes in non-surgical spinal decompression. And what I love about her is that she's committed to eradicating that pain, not with scary injections or surgery, but with the life-altering DRX 9000 decompression machine. She wants to make sure your spine is healthy. She gives you a complete diagnosis, and if you've got a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, or sciatica, she's going to point you in the all-natural direction that does not involve surgery or put shots in your system. Find out for yourself how you can help alleviate that pain and do things like walk freely again or play with your kids or grandkids. Call Dr. Keller now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200, and let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you today.
Does it drive you crazy that other people handle your savings and retirement and you really never know what they're doing with your money? The fact is, no one cares more about your hard-earned money than you do. Everything you've worked so hard for should be protected, and who better to do that than you? I want to invite you to attend Tradeway's groundbreaking two-day event, Step 1, Start Your Journey. This powerful education will give you the potential to change your family's financial future. You'll leave the event feeling empowered, and you'll have the confidence you need and some pretty great tools to help you get started. Come join us and bring your family.
Join us at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square August 2nd and 3rd. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE, or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every week, I promise you, we'll get a question answered from Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans, because they are keeping their eagle eyes trained on this 4th of July week to make sure that you are getting the best rate possible. And Brian Sheely, I understand that right now rates are really good. Explain.
Yeah, Kevin. I mean, when we spoke, let's go back 3 months, and rates really dropped down then. So many people could benefit from refinancing at that time. 10% more of homeowners now compared to even 3 months ago can benefit. That's how low rates are. And that, coupled with high home values, is the perfect combination to lower that monthly payment, eliminate that PMI, consolidate those bills, get the cash out for the home improvements that you've been looking for. People don't quite totally grasp it, and I understand, but it just takes, you know, 5-10 minutes on the phone to give your information, have a conversation, and you're going to, at the end of that phone call, you're going to know if it benefits you or not to refinance, but I guarantee you'll get honest answers.
Well, and that's the thing that you always get with Fellowship Home Loans. Mike and Brian have been helping people for dozens of years. My audience here in New York knows that firsthand. So what I want you to do, friend, is I want you to call them, and I want you to take that 3 or 4 minutes and find out if you could save thousands of dollars. 800-804-SAVE. 800-804-SAVE. Rates are plummeting. Now's the time to call. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. If you like the numbers, it's 800-804-7283. Brian Sheely, thanks so much.
Thank you for the time, Kevin.
All right. Perfect.
Thank you, man. Have a great 4th.
You too. Did I hear Mike yell in the background? Did I hear him go, yo?
At the very end, it wasn't Mike. It was someone else.
Well, sounds like you guys are already getting the party started.
Maybe in an hour or so.
Yeah, well, have a good holiday. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Continuing our behind-the-scenes discussion this week of those participating in the ministerial event taking place at the United States State Department. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, VP Mike Pence, Ambassador Brownback, all involved in this. And the discussion really having to do with helping persecuted Christians globally. I'm speaking in this iteration with Bishop Michael Nazir Ali.
Moving off of the slavery issue, you've mentioned a couple of other regions, and I just spoke with Pastor Harut about the situation in Syria.
Yes.
But talk about Egypt and Iran and places where radical Islam has really been able to extinguish historical expressions of Christianity, and by extension, some of the modern day expressions your thoughts on, because we're all here in the United States tonight, we're going to have a conversation about it, but what would you like to see Western governments do, and can the church be helpful in perhaps leading the way, or at least, you know, pressuring our governments? But what would you like to see from the Western Church as it relates to the very difficult issue of extreme Islam?
Well, it depends on the country, I think, as you were implying. I mean, in Egypt, for instance, during the Arab Spring, as they called it, I was saying all the time, democracy is not enough. Democracy is never enough, because it could simply become a tyranny of the majority.
Right.
And that's no less tyranny, because it's of the majority.
You need checks and balances.
You need checks and balances. You need bills of rights. I mean, the American public ought to be familiar with that, which guarantees equality of all under the law, for instance, which guarantees freedom of religion and belief. That's, we're going to talk about that tomorrow at the state. I am pleased that look, there are no angels in the Middle East.
Right.
There are only monsters, as far as people who
for every good thing that one of them does, there's probably a couple of things we don't like.
That's right. And you have to assess what is overall best. And in that sense, Sisi has continually said that he believes in equal citizenship for all the people of Egypt. I think we cannot step back from that.
So we have to support him.
Well, in that respect.
Right.
I don't mean in every respect,
right,
but in that respect. In Syria, Syria has had a history of people of many different religions living together in a kind of patchwork of...
side by side.
Yeah, multi-ethnic, multi-religious coexistence anyway. And any attempt in the name of anybody to create a Wahhabi Salafi state in Syria has to be resisted. I'm sure that your previous interviewee said much the same thing.
Yeah, though how it's resisted and how governments work to help resist it can also get complicated.
Well, one of the ways to resist it is not to do anything to encourage a Wahhabi Salafi state. And groups that are fighting for it, because whatever the short-term gains in terms of containing Iran or whatever, in the end, this will create an absolutist Islam that will not be good for the region as a whole.
Right. Well, and considering that ISIS was largely non-Syrians trying to establish the caliphate, you know, they were invaders. Talk to me a little bit about, and Bishop, I'm going to have you back because there's just so much to cover. Talk to me a little bit about the Oxford Center, what you're doing there now, and how my listeners could get more information and get involved if they wanted to.
Yes, well, we're trying to develop educational institutions in countries where the church has experienced significant persecution. If that is not possible, then to try and get materials or other ways of training people for leadership. In some cases, in a small number of cases, that involves bringing people to a place like Oxford or somewhere like that so that they may do doctoral work on their situation, on some identified area of their situation, and so be qualified eventually to prepare leaders. So basically, that's what it is.
Mm. Sounds great. If people want more information, they can go to michaelnasriali.com.
That's right. Yes, there's a website. It'll give you information.
All right. Bishop, we appreciate your time today. And pray that God's grace and blessings will be on you in the pursuit of your goals in the future.
Well, pray for the people we've talked about.
And there's plenty of them.
Yes.
Yeah, in some respects, there are as many as 40 million enslaved people across the globe, many of those, most of those Christians. And in many respects, so many countries, 83, I think, in total, that still practice overt persecution
of Christians today. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Stay with us. We talk to Kelsey Bowler coming up next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Imagine you're relaxing on the sky deck of a beautiful yacht as it cruises through New York Harbor. The iconic skyline creates a picturesque backdrop as you sip a delicious summer cocktail, finding refuge from traffic that plagues the tri-state area. Sounds too good to be true? All this can be yours on board the Atlantis luxury private yacht. Fully insured and Coast Guard certified, this family-owned and operated three-deck mega yacht is the ultimate venue for your wedding, anniversary party, birthday, corporate event, bar bat mitzvah, you name it. Captain Fred and the Atlantis crew will make every event there unforgettable. The Atlantis is impeccably designed with two state-of-the-art bars, a private bridal changing suite, immaculate restrooms, a fountain up top, and a magnificent dining room with a large dance floor. Food and service are excellent. The guests can board at several locations throughout the tri-state area. So call Captain Fred, my friend, at 212-633-1231. Schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. Call 212-633-1231. That's 212-633-1231. Or visit NewYorkCruises.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Getting engaged is one of the biggest decisions you'll make in your life. And with that decision comes a big purchase. The ring. There's a lot to consider when buying an engagement ring, the cut, the quality of the stone, the setting, and of course the cost. But you don't have to do this alone. And if it seems confusing, don't worry. I've got a great option for you. Lord's Diamonds, a Christian-owned business that specializes in custom-designed jewelry. Our friend Anu will work with you personally to create your one-of-a-kind engagement ring all within your budget. Anu also has an amazing offer just for Kevin McCullough listeners. Lord's Diamonds is giving away a free gold set of wedding bands with the purchase of an engagement ring. You heard that right. Free gold wedding bands with the purchase of an engagement ring. Getting engaged is a big decision. Lord's Diamonds will make it easier. Set up your appointment with Anu at Lord's Diamonds today. Just call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or go to lordsdiamonds.com. That's lordsdiamonds.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What if I told you that for only $34.99, you could get the best sleep of your life guaranteed? And I mean guaranteed. Why? Because $34.99 is all you pay per pillow when you get a two-pack of MyPillow's new premium offer. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and it's only available when you call now. Ever since I've been using MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. There's no more folding the pillow in half or flat, lifeless pillows. It's changed my life. It stays cool all night. It keeps its shape, helps give me the proper support wherever I put it, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And that interlocking fill, it just works wonders. You will sleep deeper, faster, longer, more restorative. And for the lowest price ever, $34.99 per pillow of a two-pack My Premium Pillow $69.98 offer. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and it's only available when you call now. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970. That's 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I don't know. Is the summer heat taking stuff out of you? Do you feel like you're a little run down? Do you feel like you don't have the stamina? I had to drive back very late not long ago from Washington, D.C., and I was worried that I wasn't going to be awake enough. But you know what? I had all the energy I needed. And if you're feeling run down and you don't have energy like you used to, you might not be getting the whole food nutrition that gives you the energy that you need. And a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules that has 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables is going to give you that energy. Once you start taking it, you feel like you've got a lot more energy, in fact. When you call, you're going to get 25% off plus free shipping on your preferred first order. Plus, you're going to get a set of convenient travel bottles that will contain a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. How cool is that? Call right now, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com. But whether you call or whether you go online, use the discount code, The Mission.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I say it, oh, 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 always on my road, oh, oh, I'm still no. take one modern lady, mix with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. A fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and a reporter for the Daily Signal, Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Planned Parenthood is a healthcare organization. That's how I got to know Planned Parenthood. My mother was a patient of Planned Parenthood, so was my sister, and so was I. Just like one in five women in America.
Right.
Look, we're not the worst.
That was the woman who was just aborted by Planned Parenthood at 43 weeks of employment. So does that make her post-birth aborted? I'm not full post-term aborted. I'm struggling with that. Maybe my next guest can help me, although she doesn't normally dabble in the frivolous. Her name is Kelsey Bowler. She is a very respected fellow at the Independent Women's Forum. She is part of the Heritage Foundation, the Daily Signal, the Federalist.com, the Problematic Women podcast. She's a contributor to the Fox News Channel, and she appears here in her own little corner of the world at Kevin McCullough Radio. Kelsey, always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here again.
Let me ask you, because I'm really interested in this specific reaction. You are now an expectant mother. How does the news of what Planned Parenthood does, particularly in this firing and who knows, was she not aggressive enough with the abortions or what? But how do your emotions or thoughts or feelings about this issue, do they become more intensified, less intensified now that you're going through the motherhood process yourself?
I think it becomes more and more difficult to understand how these people do what they do day in and day out. And what I found really interesting about Dr. Lena Wen is that over the 4th of July weekend, she published an article in the Washington Post writing about the fact that she had a miscarriage, which I think we can all sympathize for her. She wrote about it taking, her struggling to conceive her second child, and they were very excited about this. And then she went through a difficult miscarriage. And after reading that, you know, why is it a child then? And then how can you, at the same time, turn around and lead an organization that is the nation's largest abortion provider? I cannot come to terms with that. This is someone who not only is a doctor and sees what a baby looks like in the womb at all the different stages of pregnancy, but she herself was looking forward to having this second child herself. So I can't square that. And I think of Planned Parenthood's, the board's decision to oust her, I think suggests that she wasn't woke enough for them. She wasn't political enough, and that, you know, they're no longer, clearly, they're no longer an organization that promotes safe, legal, and rare abortions. They are a political organization that is an abortion machine.
Well, they have gotten much more aggressive with their abortion policy in light of the reconstitution of the Supreme Court. I think that's fair to say. But they've always been very aggressive. I mean, Kelsey, very few people listening know this, but in the last accounting period, there were, I believe, 384,000 abortions performed by them in the calendar year preceding that. And we gave them $500 million. That was the first part. And then we gave them another $41 million on top of that. So $541 million of taxpayer money. And the truth is, they got paid on most of the abortions that the customers came in and sought anyway. They got some sort of remuneration for it. So they're getting money on the customer side. They're getting money from the taxpayer. And then they would turn around and sell body parts, sometimes at rather extreme, exorbitant amounts as well. They are a money-making machine exploiting women and thriving off of the bloodshed of innocent babies. I mean, it's really hard to see how someone like Dr. Nguyen, even in her humanity and losing a child and being a mother herself, could sit there and say this is a good organization to represent. It just seems unfathomable to me.
Right, and we need to point out that Republicans in Congress are absolutely complicit in the taxpayer funding of this abortion agency. We have had every opportunity to cut funding to Planned Parenthood, and it continues to receive our hard-earned money. So I hold Republicans accountable on that front, too. But, yeah, on the point of Lena Wen's departure, I'm interested to see, you know, how she handles this her statement that she issued kind of suggests that she wasn't happy with the direction of Planned Parenthood, that Planned Parenthood was going, that they were prioritizing politics over women's health care. Of course, I would not call Planned Parenthood a women's health care network, but this, you know, her background as a doctor, that's what she wanted to emphasize. Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood not only wanted to emphasize abortion, they were going down the path of intersectionality, embracing transgender ideology and so forth. And according to a BuzzFeed report, there was backlash against her because she would edit press releases where there were references to men being able to give birth, which of course isn't true. She tried to make it more about healthcare, and they wanted to make it more about, you know, transgender ideology, intersectionality, and politics, which is where, sadly, I think most organizations on the left are turning to. They're no longer just advocating on their particular issue. Planned Parenthood is now issuing press statements about immigration, and it seems like she wasn't on board with that.
Yeah.
In other words, she wasn't extreme enough for them.
Yeah. Well, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. And, you know, for what it's worth, the president, he hasn't made a huge headway, but at least getting the Title X funds out of the mix. I mean, there's been some movement there. I'd like to see Congress get the rest of all of the taxpayer funding gone as well. We'll see where it goes from there. Let's talk campaign 2020 for a second. Marianne Williamson, Byron York talked to us about this yesterday, is now polling ahead of Beto O'Rourke, Cory Booker, and Christian Gillibrand in New Hampshire. Kelsey, what is going on with the Democratic race?
Well, of course, two of the three names you just mentioned are sitting U.S. senators. Another was the early on favorite to be president of the United States, Beto O'Rourke. And the fact that we have Marianne Williamson polling against them, I think, says a lot. But look, in New Hampshire, the narrative that I'm really looking at is what direction is the Democrat Party going towards? Are they embracing candidates who are openly identifying as socialists, or are they going with the quote-unquote moderates, which I would argue hardly even exist? They
right.
certainly don't exist when it comes to Joe Biden, because none of his policy proposals appear to be
all of his new stuff is
anymore.
All of his new stuff is all socialist now. So, and I would say all the big four are Biden, Warren, Harris, and Bernie. They've all adopted very socialist ideas. Anyway, Kelsey Bowler, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for being here, and thanks for the insights.
It's great to join you.
Kevin McCullough Radio coming right back. A final thought awaits. Don't go away.
In 1882, after being criticized for bringing immigrants and the poor into his Manhattan church, Pastor A.B. Simpson started a school to train others to spread God's love. That school today is known as Nyack College, and they're still providing education that connects their students' careers with their calling. Alumni of Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary serve in public schools, emergency rooms, and Fortune 500 companies. They're accountants, teachers, ministers, and social workers. Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary offer doctoral programs, master degree programs, and undergrad programs, including their renowned School of Music. Weekend, evening, and online courses are available, along with special programs for working adults. Experience Nyack College at their New York City open house on Wednesday, July 17th at 6 p.m. Hear from students and faculty, meet with admissions counselors, and learn about scholarships. For more information, go to nyack.edu. That's nyack.edu, or call 877-626-2236.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it, you cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's G-U-Y to 85850.
Back in 2010, laws were passed by the United States government to give the authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to seize portions of your 401ks, IRAs, and bank accounts. Sounds scary. Yet this has already been done in eight other countries in the last 7 years. Get the facts from Landmark Capital. Learn how to protect your future, your hard-earned money, by investing in precious metals. When the bail-in happens, you'll be ready. Call Landmark today at 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575, or visit LandmarkGold.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So yesterday on Capitol Hill, one of my colleagues at Salem Media, Dennis Prager, sat before a Senate subcommittee and explained why Google is running amok, why they are censoring his Prager University videos, which the concept behind Prager University, if you're just joining us, is any subject in the world, they taught what's not being taught 5 minutes or less. And they have had multiple Pulitzer Prize winners, multiple Nobel laureates, multiple liberal and conservative professors from Ivy League schools, multiple professionals in the areas of expertise with which they address their subject matter. High level, high credibility in every regard to the issue at hand for each issue that they've done. And they've done 300 plus of these videos, and they have a billion video viewers now globally. And the more than 50% of the audience for Prager University is under 35 years of age, which is pretty remarkable. But also appearing in that same meeting was a fellow by the name of Epstein, who has been studying the very aggressive partisan nature operations of Facebook, Google, and others. And he said in his testimony, look out, because in 2016, they may have moved 2.6 million to 10 million into Hillary's column. But wait till you hear what he says about 2020. Cut four.
I think Google was overconfident, that all these companies were. But the point is, in 2018, I'm sure they were more aggressive. We have lots of data to support that. And in 2020, you can bet that all of these companies are going to go all out. And the methods that they're using are invisible. They're subliminal. They're more powerful than most any effects I've ever seen in the behavioral sciences. And I've been in the behavioral sciences for almost 40 years.
He says that in the 6.5 years that they've been, he and his team have been just studying search manipulation behavior by companies, that he has seen millions of votes, 2.6 to 10 million in just 2016 alone, move into the direction of a candidate he supported. That's right. Mr. Epstein was a Hillary Clinton supporter. He supported the Democrats in 2018. But he's honest about his research, and his research is showing him that they are manipulating through search manipulation. Friends, you don't have to use Google. There are other search engines. Something that you need to be aware of, because your rights are being stolen right from underneath your very eyes. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.